Welcome to Vet Zone, where passion for animals, science, and medicine lives. Like incidence and prevalence, specificity and sensitivity are twin sons of different mothers. And there's no Fogelberg fallout here. These guys stick together. Knowing their similarities and differences is vital to understanding diagnostic tests and the associated biostatistics. Imagine a basic 2x2 table. There are helpful images at myvetzone.com. The left side of the table represents diagnostic test results. The top row represents those that test positive, while the bottom row includes those that tested negative. The top of the table depicts the real status of the individuals. The left column represents those individuals that actually have the disease, while the right column are those that are truly disease-free. In Harlequin fashion, the upper left and the bottom right box show the subjects that the test correctly identified, the true positives in the top left and the true negatives in the bottom right. The remaining upper right and bottom left show the number of individuals that the test failed to properly identify, that is, the false positives and the false negatives. Sensitivity is all about the positive test cases and is thus known as the true positive rate. As this topic is deceptively recondite and occasionally confusing, I remember that sensitivity is all about the positives because there's no letter P in the word. On the flip side, specificity has no N in it, so is all about the negatives. Makes sense, right? Sensitivity is the ability to identify those with disease, the true positives, accurately. If there are 100 people with the disease and the test result is positive for 95 of them, then the test sensitivity is 95%. Specificity is the other side of this coin. Specificity is the ability to identify those without the disease. If there are 100 healthy people and the test result is negative for 95 of them, then the specificity is 95%. If you need to calculate these on your own, first, let me extend my congratulations because statistics is fun. Secondly, remember that these numbers run vertically. Sensitivity defines how well the test identifies the true positives. So your true positives is your numerator, and all of the patients with the disease, the entire left side of the column, is your denominator. For specificity, run a parallel calculation using the right side of the column. Just like people, diagnostic tests have their strengths. The perfect diagnostic test has a 100% sensitivity and a 100% specificity. As in love, if you are holding out for perfection in all areas, you will be vapidly waiting for Godot. Luckily, the balance of these characteristics is far more exciting, thought-provoking, and fulfilling. Well, at least this is true for statistics. When do I want a sensitive test, and when do I want a specific one? Highly sensitive tests leave few false negatives, those who actually have the disease but test negative. Since you don't want to miss anyone, the threshold for positivity is low. This means that in order to accomplish this, there may be a few more false positives. This isn't a problem because these false positives can be ruled out later with a more specific test. From the standpoint of sensitivity, it is better to have anyone that might be positive included into the group. As you've surmised, highly sensitive tests are best for screening and to rule out a disease. If you test negative under a highly sensitive test, it is unlikely that you have disease. Highly specific tests are used to rule in a disease, and they will leave few false positives. It is common to start with highly sensitive tests and then to confirm with highly specific ones. While being different, these two walk the same path. They accomplish more together than they could alone. They complement each other's strengths, and they complete each other. I'm not sure why I was trying to tie in the analogy of love here. So thanks for listening, and see you next time in the Zone.